Good morning. We want to welcome each one of you to the broadcast and encourage you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 9, verse 27. We're going to be looking at this verse. And of course, as usual, we're going to be looking at other verses in the Bible that complement this verse, that shed light on it and help us to understand it. So let's look today at Luke chapter 9, verse 27. We're going to talk about when the kingdom of God came, and we're going to begin by reading this verse. "But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here," Jesus said, "which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." Now Jesus talks about some of the people standing there, and he says that they will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Now, to taste death means to experience death. It simply means to die. So Jesus said that some of the people listening to him, some of the people that were standing right there when he spoke these words, would live to see the kingdom. He said they would not die until the kingdom of God came. Now, that would include his disciples, of course, except for Judas Iscariot, because he died before the kingdom was established because he committed suicide, and some others, perhaps, who were standing there. But what does this mean? This tells us, folks, that the kingdom of God was established in the first century, because Jesus said that there were some that were standing there listening to him who would not die until they saw the kingdom come. So that means that the kingdom of God was established in that generation. That means in the first century, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, was established. Now, I know that most people today don't believe that. They think the kingdom will not be set up until Jesus comes. They believe that Jesus is going to return to the earth, set up his kingdom, and that kingdom will be here for 1,000 years. But look again at what the Bible says here. Look at what Jesus himself says. He said, "I tell you of a truth." Now, everything that Jesus said was the truth, of course. But sometimes he wants to really emphasize the fact that this is so. You can depend on this. You can be settled on this fact. He sometimes says, "Verily, verily," that means truly, truly, and this is a similar expression. He's just trying to emphasize that what he is saying here is really the truth. Well, did Jesus know what he was talking about? Was he wrong in what he said here, or was he right? Well, obviously, somebody says, he was right. Jesus told the truth. Well, that means then that the kingdom was established a long time ago, that Jesus is not going to come again and set up the kingdom. He came the first time, and the kingdom was established in the lifetime, in the generation of the people, in the time in which Jesus lived. Let's look at these words again. He said, "But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." Now, what I'd like to do right now is to look at the very first book of your New Testament and also the last book of your New Testament, and I want you to compare what is said here about this kingdom in the first book of the New Testament, which is the book of Matthew, with something that we're going to read in the last book of the New Testament, which is the book of Revelation. Now, in Matthew chapter 3, I want you to notice what is said here about the kingdom. Now, remember that in the Old Testament prophets had foretold that the kingdom was going to come. You find that in Isaiah, you find that in Daniel, you find that in many of the prophets and in many of the Old Testament books. So when the New Testament opens, we know that the kingdom has not yet been established. And we know that at the time that Jesus spoke those words in Luke chapter 9, that the kingdom had not been established. If the kingdom was already in existence when Jesus spoke those words in Luke chapter 9, he would have said that the kingdom has already come. It has already been established. But that's not what we find. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, here the Bible says that John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Matthew 3, verse 2, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, what does it mean when John the Baptist says that the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Well, it means that it's near. So John the Baptist says, and he shows here, that the kingdom of God has not yet been established when he says these words. Let's look now at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" So Jesus says exactly what John the Baptist said. John the Baptist said, "The kingdom is near." Jesus said, "The kingdom is near." Both of them imply that the kingdom has not been set up yet. It has not been established yet. Now, with that in mind, let's go over to the last book of your New Testament, the book of Revelation. And let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. Here John is talking about his situation, and he describes it as follows. "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ." So what does John tell us here? John says, "I'm your brother," that is, I'm your brother in Christ. "I am your companion in tribulation. I'm going through hardship just like you are. And not only am I your companion in tribulation, I'm your companion in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ." Where are you, John? Well, he says that he's on the isle that is called Patmos. That is, physically. As far as the earth is concerned, he's on the Isle of Patmos. But where are you spiritually, John? John says, "I am in the kingdom." Now, he couldn't say he's in the kingdom if the kingdom did not exist. He couldn't say, "I'm in the kingdom with you and I'm a companion with you in the kingdom," if the kingdom had not been established. So what does this tell us? By the time the book of Revelation is written, the kingdom has already been set up. It is in existence. So what do we find then? When the New Testament opens, the kingdom has not been set up, but it's near. Then when we get to the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 1, toward the end of the New Testament, we find that the kingdom is in existence. It has already been set up, and there are people in it. John was in it, and these other Christians are in that kingdom. What does that tell us? That tells us somewhere between the opening of the book of Matthew and the book of Revelation over here that we're reading in Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, somewhere between those two points, the kingdom was set up. The kingdom was established. Now, what do we find? Jesus said that it's near. John the Baptist said that it's near. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 27, that it's going to come. It's going to be set up or established in the lifetime of some of the people that were standing there listening to him. Now, with those thoughts in mind, let's go back to a few other verses of Scripture to nail this down. Let's go to Mark chapter 9, verse 1, and here we find Mark's account of the very statement that we just read and we began with today in Luke chapter 9. In Mark's account, in Mark chapter 9, verse 1, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, 'Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power.'" So not only does Jesus say here that these people who were standing there with him, some of them would live to see the establishment of the kingdom, but he said that that kingdom is going to come with power. Now that's very important to remember. He says you're going to see it, and you're going to see it come with power. So if we can figure out, if we can determine from the Bible what that power is and how that is connected with the coming of the kingdom, then we're going to know when the kingdom of God was established and exactly what it is. Now, with that in mind, let's turn to Acts chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, this is Jesus talking with his disciples before he ascended back up into heaven. And the Bible says that he gave them certain instructions, one of which was to remain in Jerusalem And he told them in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Now the disciples had some power given to them by and through the Holy Ghost before this time, but they're going to receive a greater measure or a greater degree of power from the Holy Spirit. Now what does that mean? Well, in verse 8, Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now how did Jesus say that the kingdom of God was going to come? He said, you're going to see it come with power. What kind of power? The power of the Holy Spirit. Miraculous power. And when did that happen? When did that occur? Well, we don't have to guess about that, do we? We begin reading in Acts chapter 2. After Jesus had ascended back up into heaven, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Jesus said, the kingdom is going to come with power, and you're going to see it. He said the power will come with the Holy Spirit. That's how you're going to receive this power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now the Holy Spirit has come. They began to speak with other tongues. They began to preach, that is, in these other languages. And not only that, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So they're working miracles there on Pentecost Day beginning. And in Acts chapter 2, these people were told how to be saved. In Acts 2 verse 38, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And in Acts chapter 2 verse 47, the Bible says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So this is where the kingdom of God began. This is where it started. This is where the kingdom was established. Because the kingdom, you see, is the church. Now there are many people today who stay on the edge of their seats, waiting for the next big event in the Middle East, and hoping for the kingdom of God to be established on the earth. But the greatest event there happened almost 2,000 years ago, and it was in the first century that the kingdom or the church was established. And today we should realize what the kingdom is and how to get into it and how to live faithfully as citizens of it. The kingdom is here and we need to be in it. Well, thank you for listening today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.